Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. This week we have the zechus to begin a new sefer in the Chumash, Sefer Devarim. Today is the first day of the week, and in the first aliyah of Parshat Devarim, we have 11 psukim. And remember that all of Sefer Devarim is a speech that Moshe delivers over the last 5 weeks of his life. Bnei Yisrael is located now on the eastern bank of the Jordan River, on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael, and in this aliyah specifically, the beginning of this 34 perek long speech by Moshe. He begins this speech by delivering veiled mussar to Bnei Yisrael for Bnei Yisrael's errors over the last 39 years. Now again, as just mentioned in this first aliyah, Moshe lists a few places that Bnei Yisrael journeyed, and Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Sifri and the Gemara, which say that these places that Moshe lists in our aliyah are really thinly veiled mussar to Bnei Yisrael. So for example, Moshe mentions Bamidbar, in the desert, and this refers, says Rashi, to what happened in Parshat B'Shalach in Shmot Perek Tet Zayin, when Bnei Yisrael complained about not having food and wished they could return to Egypt. Moshe in this aliyah mentions Ba'arava, in the plains, and that refers, says Rashi, to the events that happened in Arvot Moav, the plains of Moav, at the end of Parshat Balak, when Bnei Yisrael were seduced by the women of Midian in Moav, and Bnei Yisrael served Baal Peor. And again, over and over, etc., etc. These are lists of places that are thinly veiled mussar from Moshe to Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi tells us that Moshe delivered his mussar in a veiled way, mipnei kvodam shel Yisrael, so that Bnei Yisrael could, so to speak, maintain their honor. So he softened it a bit. Excuse me. And later on in Pasuk Gimel, Rashi quotes the Sifri that Moshe only gave them mussar like this right before his death, just like Yaakov did at the end of Sefer Bamidbar in Parshat Vayechi. And Rashi quotes four reasons why a person should not deliver mussar except right before one's death. We'll go through them very quickly. Number one, so that he won't need to give mussar over and over and over again. Two, so that the person to whom you give mussar won't have to see you and be embarrassed. Three, so that the person who gives mussar won't harbor ill will towards the sinner. And number four, so that the person who received mussar won't distance himself or herself from the person who gave them mussar. However, many Mefarshim ask a very simple question. The Torah in Parshat Kedoshim, in Sefer Vayikra Perek Yudtet, Pasuk Yudzayin, tells us of the following mitzvah. Hocheach, tochiach, et amitecha. You have an obligation to give mussar. You have an obligation to rebuke somebody. You have an obligation to correct somebody if they're doing something wrong. So I don't understand. Rashi's telling us that you can only give mussar at the end of one's life, but in Sefer Vayikra and Parshat Kedoshim, you're telling me that mitzvah of ocheach tochiach is only once in a person's life at the end of their lifetime? How can that be? Rav Yechiel Michel Mushkin. He died in 1947. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Me'ez Sharim. He was the author of many Sfarim. He wrote a sefer on the Chumash called Mechal Mayim Chaim. And he says there in that sefer that there are differences. There was fundamental differences between what Moshe did, and Rashi tells us, at the end of his life, versus the mitzvah in Parshat Kedoshim in Vayikra of Ocheach Tochiach et Amitecha. What are those differences? The following. One kind of mussar is direct. It is to someone who is about to sin, or someone who just sinned. And that kind of mussar contains within it a mitzvah that each one of us must do every day, if needed, out of love for our fellow Jew, and out of love for Hashem, and out of love for Hashem's Torah. It's not easy to give mussar like that. It's certainly not easy to hear mussar like that. But if we love people enough, and if we love Hashem enough, we need to fulfill that mitzvah when it comes our way. That's Hocheach Tochiach Et Amitecha in Parshat Kedoshim. However, there's another kind of mussar, and that kind of mussar is general mussar, life, giving somebody lifelong direction. It's general critique. This kind of mussar should only only take place near one's death for the reasons that Rashi gives. It should be said in general, in a non-threatening way. It should be said in a way that would be easy to hear, in a way that is not embarrassing in any way. It should just be constructive and positive. And those are the differences between Hocheach Tochiach and what we hear Moshe doing at the end of his life. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.